From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, December 16th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Village Code Enforcement Officer has declared the foundation of St. Patrick's Church strong, but said the historic building does require extensive renovations. Village officials made the report public on Wednesday, December the 14th, at a meeting of the village board. Code enforcement also said the ceiling is in danger of collapse and mold is rampant throughout the basement of the church. The building was inspected on November 26. Explaining why the inspection took place, village president Heather Bagshaw said, and I quote, "We as a village entity wrote a letter to the diocese asking for access into the church so we could make sure that building was sound and safe for the community," end quote. Village Code Enforcement Officer Michael Regani found the only problematic part of the church was the ceiling. He said, and I quote, "Most of the rest of the church seemed intact and structurally sound. My opinion, the whole building structure is not in any danger of collapsing or compromising except for the ceiling structure," end quote. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany shuttered the Catskill Church 10 years ago and announced its permanent closure in May. The diocese said the 131-year-old historic building was in poor structural condition and the needed repairs were cost prohibitive. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Rosa Atchison and Daniel Zuckerman are reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors derailed a proposal that would have permitted the sale of fireworks in the county. The full board on Wednesday, December the 14th, overwhelmingly defeated a resolution that would have authorized a public hearing on a new local law to allow common, safe items to be excluded from the definition of fireworks. Board of Supervisor Chairman Matt Murrell said, and I quote, "From my perspective, this was a mission brought up by private vendors looking to sell fireworks in the county. We had significant input from our Firefighters Association, and a lot of us, we take to heart what our firemen are telling us. We felt that if they had an issue, we probably shouldn't pass it," end quote. The sale of fireworks is allowed in other counties, including neighbor Greene County, but only during specified weeks every year. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that Tannerville officials announced this week plans to develop the Frommer House into an agricultural tourism farm. The property, located on Route 23 in the village, is owned by the Hunter Foundation. Frommer House was a working farm in the early 20th century. Hunter Foundation co-chairman Sean Mahoney said on Wednesday, and I quote, "We just got our site plan approved to place a greenhouse on the property as well as place vegetable beds," end quote. Mahoney said the foundation worked with Cornell Cooperative Extension and has conducted soil studies on the property. Mahoney said, and I quote, "We believe this will be a huge economic boon to the village where we can offer locally grown produce to shoppers and restaurants," end quote. There are also plans to work with the Hunter Tannersville Middle High School next door. Gardens at the house will grow fruits, vegetables, and other plants. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Rhinebeck is the latest local town updating its solar regulations. Hudson, Catskill, Jefferson, Cairo, Greenport, and many other local municipalities updated or discussed solar regulations recently. Rhinebeck is considering allowing small-scale solar farms, said Elizabeth Spinza at a November 12th town meeting. She said, and I quote, "Right now it's not an allowed use, and it's next to impossible to get a use variance. There are, I think, four or five residents chomping at the bit to get small-scale solar farms online. I'm talking about 1.5, maybe 2 acres, unquote. The supervisor said the town should act quickly as New York State Energy Research and Development Authority grants run out in July. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that on December 15, Governor Andrew Cuomo on Thursday placed blame for the lack of a special legislative session with the state Senate. Cuomo told reporters at an unrelated event at JFK Airport, and I quote, "We've made good progress with the assembly. We have not made as good progress with the Senate. If it was just up to my office and the assembly, I think it's fair to say we'd have a very productive session for all parties. The Senate has not been cooperative, and that's what's slowing this up right now," end quote. Politico New York reported about a screaming match with Senate Republican Majority Leader John Flanagan by phone on December 13th about lawmaker pay. Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco rebuked the governor on the issues. He said, and I quote, "We're going to be back in 3 weeks. None of the other issues are that important. The only reason they're being raised is because the only one that has to be done, if it's going to be done, is the pay raise. So rather than just saying we're going to let it go on the merits, the governor wants to get a pound of flesh for something that he wants. As I said, I don't think that's necessary at all," end quote. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Governor Andrew Cuomo today and Public Employees Federations announced on December 14th ratification of a 3-year labor agreement. Contract includes a 2% pay increase in 2016-17, a 2% increase in 2017-18, and a 2% increase in 2018-19, and was approved by 96% of the union. PEF President Wayne Spence said, and I quote, "I applaud the governor for the cooperative and fair manner in which his team approached the bargaining table," end quote. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that New York and 19 other states filed a federal antitrust lawsuit against 6 generic drug makers, alleging the companies entered into numerous illegal conspiracies to favorably affect the market for an antibiotic and oral diabetes medication. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office announced the lawsuit on December 15th against Heritage Pharmaceuticals, Aurobindo Pharma USA, Centron Pharma, Maine Pharma, Mylan Pharmaceuticals, and Teva Pharmaceuticals USA. The company's artificially inflated prices and reduced competition in the United States for doxycycline hylate delayed release, the antibiotic, and glyburide, the oral diabetes drug. Schneiderman said in a statement, and I quote, "Generic drugs play a critical role in moderating health care costs for all New Yorkers. Companies that collude and fix price for generic drugs in order to pad their profits must be held accountable for the very harm they inflict on New Yorkers' ability to pay for life-saving medications," end quote. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. The school closings and delays for today, Friday, December the 16th, the Hunter Tannersville Central School District will be delayed 2 hours, and there will be no morning BOCES. And now for the chilly weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today, but the temperature high will be 20 degrees, with wind chill values as low as 11 degrees. For Friday night, we're expecting snow after 10 p.m., with a temperature low at 16 degrees. The forecast for the weekend: on Saturday, snow before 1 p.m., then a slight chance of snow and sleet until 4 p.m. That'll be turning into rain thereafter. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter weather advisory for snow from 1 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. Periods of snow will cause travel difficulties, so be prepared for snow-covered roads and limited visibility. Temperature high on Saturday will be 34 degrees for Saturday night. Rain will fall and the temperature low will be 33 degrees. And on Sunday, rain is likely before 4 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers. It will be cloudy with the temperature high near 46 degrees. Sunrise today was at 7:18 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:24 p.m. That will provide us with 9 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, about 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 16th day of December, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.